This palazzo was vacant for over a century, said Peter. It was without central heat, plumbing, gas, light, or electricity until 1974, when it was lovingly restored. The remarkable thing is that the detailing is not only original, but intact. The frescoes, the mantelpieces, the stucco ornamentation. It took 3 months just to clean the floor, and what has emerged from the grime is a brilliant example of 18th-century terrazzo in perfect condition. As I always say, nothing preserves like neglect. Alvise, Rose called out to a shortish, florid-faced, bald-headed man who was walking in our direction at a regal pace. He lifted Rose's hand and nodded toward it, then shook hands with Peter.
Now, Alvise Loredan is someone you must meet, Peter said as he introduced me. Count Loredan is a quintessential Venetian and a member of one of the oldest patrician families.
Alvise Loredan fixed his gaze on me and beamed. He had an aristocratic hooked nose, jowls, a fringe of hair, and a solid jaw that in profile I could imagine adorning a coin.
There have been 3 doges in my family, he said in English, holding up 3 fingers.
3.
Indeed, said Peter. And Alvise is too modest to tell you, so I will. One of the Loredan doges was Leonardo Loredan, the 16th-century doge whose magnificent portrait by Giovanni Bellini is arguably the finest Venetian portrait ever painted. The pity is, it hangs in the National Gallery in London, rather than here in Venice.
Loredan nodded.
My family goes back to the 10th century in Venice. Loredans won every war they ever fought in, and they fought in all of them. This is very important. If the Loredans hadn't defeated the Turks first in 1400 and then in Albania, the Turks would have crossed the Adriatic, occupied the Vatican, and wiped out Christianity.
Count Loredan was alternating between English and Italian now.
In the state archives, he said, there are letters between popes and the Loredan doges using the familiar two form of address. They were on the same level, both princes. I have copies. I can show you. I have a copy of a letter from Henry VIII to Leonardo Loredan, calling him our dearest friend. It's all there. This is very important.
And, said Peter, as for Loredan palaces,
there are several in Venice,
the Count said proudly.
Palazzo Loredan in Campo Santo Stefano, where Napoleon established the Venetian Institute of Science, Letters, and Arts. Palazzo Corner Loredan, which is part of the Venice Town Hall. Palazzo Loredan degli Ambasciatori, which the Holy Roman Empire rented from my family for many years as its embassy to the Republic of Venice. Palazzo Loredan Cini in Campo San Vio. It was the home of Don Carlos, the pretender to the throne of Spain. And, did I say Palazzo Loredan in Campo Santo Stefano?
Yes, I said that one.
Napoleon, the Institute, very important. The most famous one is the Palazzo Loredan Vendramin Calergi, where Richard Wagner composed Parsifal and died. It is now the municipal casino.
And it's a masterpiece of Renaissance architecture, said Peter. You can tour it and, while you're there, try your luck at gambling. But we can't go with you legally. An old statute still on the books forbids residents of Venice to enter the municipal casino. But we can ride by it on the Vaporetto and see the Loredan family motto carved in stone on the waterside facade. Non nobis domine non nobis. Praise us not, O Lord. It's a declaration of humility by a very powerful family.
The sign at the Loredan, said the Count, was inscribed in many places around Venice. It's at the Rialto, and even carved into the facade of St. Mark's. This is very important. The Basilica is a most prestigious place, but because of the corrosion from pigeon droppings, you can't see the Loredan insignia. It's a paradox. Squalid pigeons are the symbolic heroes of democracy. They are the heroic warriors in democracy's crusade to obliterate any vestige of historic nobility and grandeur.